Hey guys, Alex here with the AJ Nashville Podcast. Hey, I just want to take a moment and thank our sponsors. House on the Rock Home Inspection with Dave Ganatra. You can feel free to reach his team at 615-717-7900. Let me tell you, when it comes to protecting your greatest asset that you ever purchase, Dave's got you covered. Builders fear this man. Feel free to reach out to his team. Once again, 615-717-7900. Next on our great list of sponsors is the Wrap Lab. Any type of printed marketing that you're looking for, maybe it's a wrap on your vehicle, maybe it's a new logo design for your new company, reach out to Rich at the Wrap Lab. Let him know I sent you, 615-913-0372. Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com, here with Mr. Jeffrey Perry.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Anyways, every podcast I think that's ever launched has started like this. So today I want to talk about something kind of different. You know, usually I try to do motivational things and I try to do, you know, things that get your mind working or have you examine kind of what's going on in your life. Today I'm going to do a shorter podcast and I want to do one on something that I'm pretty heavily involved in, and that's social media marketing, something that Jeff doesn't even understand really.
Yeah. I'm behind the times. I still write checks and put stamps on things.
Yeah, I don't even know that. Like, you remember the first $100? Well, not the first ones, but the old $100 bills. Like, people have went into
the ones without the little strip in them.
Yeah, like the old school OG, like what your grandma would have gave you.
Yeah,
if she would give you $100, I don't know why she would give you $100, but back in the day, if she would have gave you $100, she would have gave you these old $100 bills. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, people are getting the cops called on them. Because the associates at different places that you work at
don't recognize the bill.
They don't. They think it's fake. And so they're looking at it and they're like, this is a fake $100 bill. I'm calling the cops. And you're like, what? And
you're like, just, grandma gave it to me.
Exactly. But times have changed, which brings me kind of the social media platform. You know, back in the day, what would happen? Sunday morning, you know, grandma would go out, she'd grab the newspaper, she'd hand you the comics, or mom would go out and grab the newspaper and hand you the comic section. You'd look at the comics.
If you're like you and I, where we'd go through the want ads and look through the trucks and all the cool things and
right,
the want ads.
Right. But we used to find that where? In the newspaper.
Right.
Printed, you know. Sunday.
75 cents to buy one. Or whatever.
I don't even think they're that cheap anymore. I think they're like a buck and a half or something like that.
Yeah.
They're expensive. But, you know, the Sunday paper came wrapped up in a bag and it was the size of a football. You know, it was huge and all these ads, and you'd go in and your parents would clip out little coupons if you could afford scissors back then to clip stuff. If not, you just folded them and tore them out.
Right.
You know, and that was the way that we figured out what was going on. That's how we knew that, you know, Bob and Martha across the street have their home listed for sale because it's right here in the paper, Century 21 selling it, you know, and it's for sale for $99,000.
That's true. Things have changed a lot. You used to actually get those real estate books where at the restaurants, or you'd have to look in the paper and the
right
ads.
Right. Yeah. You would stop out and you'd say, oh, hey, grab me one of those books. I got to find a new apartment, you know, this month. And that's how you did things.
That's true.
You know, and back in the day, if you did have internet, because internet was a luxury, let's face it. If you had internet back in that day, it was something that, you know, you got lucky and you just happened to, your parents needed it for something, and that's why you had it.
And then what did it do? It went.
Yeah, okay, enough with the noises. I'm sure everybody that's listening is like, what the fuck? But yeah, so you did that, and then what always happened? You'd get logged in, you'd get in your Yahoo chat group or your AOL messenger, and you're talking to your buddies, and your sister or your mom or somebody picks up the phone and interrupts the service. And then all of a sudden, you no internet. You know, you have to reboot. You lost the conversation. You're not talking to anybody anymore. Now, if your internet doesn't go 3,000 miles per hour, people get in a panic. Like, seriously, when I start my computers, if they don't up and ready to run in 10 seconds or so.
Oh, we hear about it.
Yes, it starts to irritate me. I need to upgrade the computer. I need to do this. I need to do that. Because we've gotten so spoiled with technology. You know, cell phones. If I can't reach somebody, what happens when most people can't reach me? They will call me. Then they will call me again. Then they will call the office line. Then they will send me a text message. And then an email. And sometimes a Facebook message. All back to back to back. It's like, have some patience. It's okay. I'm doing things. I will get back to you. And, you know, I don't ignore people. But that kind of brings me to the way we communicate as far as Facebook. We've talked about communicating to individuals when it comes to Facebook and how we sit there and say, hey, you know what? Our relationship's good enough. I'm talking to you here on Facebook, and that's all the nurturing our relationship needs. But I want to take it past that. I want to talk about marketing and kind of the new ways of doing things. Like I said, back in the day, it used to be the newspaper. You'd list a home, you'd see it in the newspaper, you'd say, oh, okay, let's circle that. And let's go see the home listed at 123 Main Street. Mm-hmm. Let's drive down there this Sunday, and they're going to show the house, and it's going to be from 2 to 4, which that's never changed. I don't know why. Every agent in the world, hey, open house.
It's after lunch and before dinner.
It is. It's after lunch. It's before dinner. It's after church. It's after all that good stuff. But it's kind of the norm. And I've seen people have great success that are listing homes that do it like on a Saturday too. Or maybe they do an agent-only viewing on like a Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that where only agents are allowed. And that's to get you out to see the property in case you have somebody in mind. The market's gotten so hot though that people don't need to do that anymore. You know, people are literally kicking down your front door to see your home. Not my front door, but you get the picture. Yeah. Anyways. You know, and we talk about the different types of social media marketing that we do. And the biggest thing is I've seen in groups, and I see this a lot of people share the same content. So somebody will come up with something great. It'll be like, hey, this is a recent one I saw. Hey, list your zip code below, and I'll tell you about homes that are available in that area. And it's like, really? And then you don't see it once, but you see it twice. And then you see it three times. And you see it 50 times. Because if you're like I am, you're friends with a lot of real estate and mortgage professionals. When you're friends with those types of people and you see the common trend that all of them are sharing the same thing, it just doesn't work, mm-hmm. You know, and it's annoying and you start shutting it off. Okay. The next big thing that I see, people that do social media boosted ads with zero call to action. Like I see these posts and it's like, hey, do you want to buy a home? Do you live? Period. Click this. Well, no, that's a call to action. They just say, contact me. That's still a call to action. It's just not a good one, you know, because nobody ever looks at a Facebook ad and says, you know what? I like that ad. I'm going to call that person. There's no link for them to click. There's no lead. They're wasting money. They're literally throwing money out the window. And I hear about people boosting these. I'm like, well, how much are you spending? You know, $2 a day. You're like $2 a day. So you're going to invest $60 a month into your social media marketing. That's it. You're like, how does
when
that
this is the new replacement for the
this
actual
is the newspaper.
This is like, yeah, this is the big deal. And that's what you're getting at. It's not just Facebook to communicate with friends. It's the new newspaper.
It is. It's the way that people are starting to communicate. Not
it's
just
the way
Facebook.
They read the news too, isn't it?
It is.
I don't have Facebook for the listeners that don't know that, but
yeah, he doesn't have Facebook. He's like, he has LinkedIn.
I don't even get on that. But
he
yeah.
doesn't even get on that. But that's like his closest thing to social media. You know, so – but either way, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the way people are communicating.
Well,
that's
people,
the way
I've
that
– I've heard people are even using that to buy and sell versus going on Craigslist.
I don't even want to talk about the buying and selling situations that I've had. Seriously, dude. You remember the little fish tank I had, right?
Yeah.
I had it for sale on there, $120.
Right.
Killer deal. It's a $400 fucking fish tank, brand new, mm-hmm. You know. Stand, two brand new pumps, ready to rock. Like literally all you needed for this thing was water, fish, and food. And boom, you're ready to go. I had people hit me up. They're like, hey, I'll give you $60 for it. I'm like, $60? $60? I'll throw it in the trash for $60 just to spite you, you know? That's how angry some of these posts would be. Or they'd be like, hey, I know you got a 30-gallon JBJ BioCube for sale. Do you have any interest in a 10-gallon square tank from PetSmart as a trade? And I'm like, what?
With a betta fish in it?
Right, with a betta. Exactly. Oh, hey, if I still had my lionfish, I would take a betta fish in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But – you have people that ask those questions. And you're just like, what the hell? Or I'm sure – well, you're not on Facebook, but I'm sure Craigslist and stuff, you'll get those messages where you've got something for sale. I was selling wheels for my truck. And like four people hit me up. They're like, hey, you interested in selling the truck? I'm like, I'm selling the wheels off of it. Why would I be interested in selling the truck? I'm not parting it out. I just want to sell the wheels that are on it that happen to be sitting in the lunchroom right now in boxes. You know, that's it. And I'm offering five wheels for $850. Like, that's cheap. You can't buy four wheels for that much.
Mm-mm.
So, yes, that is a way that people are doing it. I'm sorry to get off on a tangent. You got me going. You should have never started me down that road because it's a rocky road.
I'm sorry.
Not like the ice cream either, fat boy. It's just a rocky road to go down. But so people get into the social media marketing stuff. And here's the worst thing. I hear people – like I listened to a video of a person instructing a class full of realtors today, and everything this person said was wrong. And so now all these realtors armed with this new knowledge, they're going to go out there and perform the wrong shit. Why? Like if you're going to learn anything about social media marketing, learn it from somebody that's actually producing it. You know, get on their Facebook and look. If you got a class, if you walk through the hallway, if I walk through the hallway and I see, hey, Jeff Perry is teaching social media classes on Tuesday at 11.
And I don't have Facebook.
Right. Which is very common. But I'm going to get on Jeff Perry's social media and see how easy it is to find him. I'm going to search for him online. I'm going to do quite a few things to make sure he's worth my time. Because my time is valuable, and so is yours. But if you're teaching that class, it's not as valuable as mine. Trust me. If I go and I do searches and I look at Jeff Perry's post, and he's got a post that has one like and two comments, I'm not going to his fucking class. It's not happening. You know, there's no reason. Why would you learn? Ben Kirby, one of my buddies, he used to say it best. He said, don't learn to go fast from slow people. And that's a great thing. You know, at the track, he would say, don't take advice from slow people on how to go fast. And he's right. Why would you listen to somebody that's not going as fast as the fastest people and ask them how to get faster? That doesn't make sense, you know. Does it to you?
No.
Exactly. So what do? You go to the fast people and say, hey, man, I know you're really doing this. How do you go that fast? And they're going to answer you. Because the one thing you know about successful people is they're always willing to share knowledge. I was talking to Myatt, the owner of the company, the other day. And I said, hey, you know what? I would like to once a week take about 30 minutes of your time, 15 minutes of your time, and kind of just pick your brain about a couple ideas that I have for things and a couple ideas from growth standpoints and things like that on what I can do to be more successful. And his response was, you know what? One of the things that successful people are people that have already been established, one of the things they really enjoy doing is sharing their secrets with people that are willing to listen, that want to grow and want to learn and develop, because people don't ask those questions anymore. They just, you know, they want to share the advice. They want to tell you how to get.
They ask Google.
Well, no, people don't ask because they're afraid. Everybody thinks that you can't go ask a successful person on how to be successful because they don't want to give away their trade secrets. That's bullshit. You know, the biggest thing is staying ahead of the curve. So if I tell you today, which I've done this before in classes, if I tell you everything there is to know that I know that is correct about social media, will that make you better than me?
No.
Exactly. Could it? It could. In the right hands, it could make you better than me. And that's okay. If you research and grow and get to where you need to be and you excel past me, well, then I'm going to take some pointers from you. And I'm going to say, Jeffrey, you know what? I taught you some things about social media. I see you're really doing it. You're kind of getting up there.
Like, yeah, I know Facebook. Come to me.
Right. And I'll be like, hey, you know, will you teach me a couple things? And you, more than likely you will. You reciprocate. You return the favor.
Yeah.
The thing is most people – and see, you have this – that's an abundance mentality. Most people have a mentality that it's me against the world. You know, you're not Tupac. It's not you against the fucking world. It's you learning to help people grow and showing appreciation and getting to a point where everybody can do business together. You know, in the mortgage industry, how many deals do you think we don't do that take place in Nashville, Tennessee?
Oh, I mean, tens numerous.
Of thousands.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have what, 100 and something people moving a day to Nashville?
Yeah. I mean, I would say there's tens of thousands of deals in Tennessee that we never, ever see, hear from, or touch.
Absolutely.
That means there's more market space than we want to believe for more people out there to grow. So if I teach you how to be successful, what does that build between you and I?
A relationship.
And loyalty, right? Yeah. Because if I help you become something that you've aspired to become, and I do so by teaching you things that I know that actually work, and you execute those things, and you get ahead in your marketplace, you're going to have some loyalty. You're going to say, you know what? This is a person that helped me. Thank you so much for offering me $5,000 worth of marketing expenses per month, which is a RESPA violation. But thank you for offering me $5,000. But this person has taught me what it is I need to know. So I know that when this weathers, this person's still going to be learning and teaching, and they'll help me get through the bad storm, right? The other thing is, don't learn shit from people that don't know it. Like, I sat there and I watched this video, and this person was talking about the algorithm. One of the things, they were talking about the maximum amount of friends you can have, okay? And I hear this a lot. Everyone's like, get to 5,000 friends as quickly as possible. 5,000 is the max. Get there, okay? But here's the thing. The new Facebook algorithm works on a percentage of how many of those people engage compared to how many people that you have on your friends list. The more people that engage, or the closer to 100% that you get, the more people will see your post on a regular basis. If you've got 5,000 friends and only 100 of those people engage, your percentage is way down, which means less people see your post. So wouldn't it make sense? You know, it's like going to the store and you buy a 16-ounce steak, okay? These people that listen to this, they got to love my analogies. They got to be like, where the fuck did he pull this analogy from?
Oh, you should be in the office all day with him.
Whatever. But anyways, you buy a 16-ounce steak. Okay. Most people are going to be like, man, 16-ounce steak. Wow, that's a big old steak. I bet that thing's going to be awesome. Nice, big, thick, fat cut. Okay. Now, by the time you trim all the fat off that steak, you have 8 ounces. Mm-hmm. Did you make a good purchase?
No.
Exactly. Why? Because you bought fat. That's all you bought. That's all the extra
people. You buy filler. Yeah.
That's all the extra people are on that. On you got 5,000 friends. You don't interact with 4,000 of them. They're just fillers. They're just fat. Get rid of it. Trim the fat, right? Mm-hmm. And deal with the important things, the sphere of influence, the people that you'll interact with, the people that will make a difference in your life and that you can make a difference in their life. You know, to me, that's more valuable than just saying, hey, I got 5,000 friends. And you know when I got a gut check on that? So I was at a training class. I was with Lance Simpson actually doing training for Commissions, Inc. Mm-hmm. And we were hanging out with another guy that had just an incredible – I mean, these are creme de la creme, top producers in the real estate industry, period. Like I sat next to – and I didn't know this until a little while after. I sat next to the number one real estate agent in Albuquerque, New Mexico, period. Not the number one for his office, not the number one for his team, just the number one agent, period. Okay. And I'm talking to a guy, and the guy's like, yeah, you know, I do some social media stuff. Check this out. And he shows me. He's got like 700 something views or likes on the one post. I'm like, what the fuck? How did you do that? He's like, well, what do you have? He has to add me. And I'm like, well, I got 5,000 friends. You know, here I am poking my chest out. I feel like, you know, Arnie back in the day. I'm like, yeah, I got 5,000 friends, blah, blah, blah. He's like, why? He's like, they're not even engaging anyways. Why do you have so many friends? I'm like, because it's Facebook and you're supposed to have that many friends. He's like, no, you're not. And he explained to me some of the differences. And I started to do some research. I'm like, holy shit, this dude's right. You know, and he talked about, hey, don't post more than 3 times a day. If you got to post more than 3 times a day, then jump in and put it on your story or the little video thing that you wouldn't understand this. But at the top, there's some video stories that you can see. He said, put it in there because anytime you post more than 3 times, you're competing against yourself on a post. That made sense all of a sudden. And so I changed the way I did that because my goal is to reach as many people as possible, not for financial gain, not to get out there and just jib-jab in front of everybody, but because I want to be influential to the people that I'm close to. You know, so I want to make sure that if I reach people and I have something to share, that it's valid and that it reaches the end user, that the end user can look at it and say, hey, you know what? I took something from this. Not just to be, oh, Alex, he's got 5,000 friends on Facebook. He's got to delete. It's such a pain in the ass to delete people on Facebook. When you hit 5,000 friends and Jeff starts Facebook and he's like, dude, I'm going to send you a friends request. And then he emails you back and says, man, says you got too many friends, Mr. Popular. And you're like, don't worry, I'll find someone to delete. And you sit there and scroll for like 20 minutes. You're like, I can't find anybody to delete because I like all these people. That's a pain in the butt, you know? And that's not what social media was intended to do. So you see all these algorithms and you see it in Facebook constantly. I know I'm focusing on Facebook, and maybe that should be the title of this whole podcast. But you see it on Facebook, and they always say, hey, we're trying to provide a better place for you guys to share personal things, you know, a better platform, a better space for people to see each other's information and to communicate. So flooding posts with ads doesn't work anymore because Facebook doesn't want to deal with the person that's constantly spamming their audience. What they'll do is they'll start bringing your engagement down. And so you'll see people who have or used to have 20 likes and 15 comments now have 10 likes and 5 comments. And then in a couple of months, they'll have 1 like and 2 comments, you know, and that's like their grandma or in my case, my aunt who uses my nephew's account and everything I post on. They're like, who is Alex Martinez? You know, and they think it's some weird dude. And really, it's my aunt. So those of you that are listening, if you did not know that was my aunt using her nephew's account, that's who it is. So I know people are like, this Alex Martinez guy sure is weird, you know, thinking of
blowing
it from
kisses
a
and right all
blowing
that
kisses.
Stuff.
It's like, who is Alex got a boyfriend named Alex? That's not the case. So utilizing social media, taking the time to learn from people that know what they're talking about. Like Ben Kirby used to say, don't take lessons on going fast from slow people. Make sure that if you're spending time in a classroom to learn from someone, engage in their content. See how relevant and how valued it really is. Go to that person's Facebook page and see, okay, do they have the engagement? Yes or no? Do they have everything they're teaching me? Is it verifiable? And lastly, Stop posting fucking outside links in your Facebook posts. I don't – how many times do I tell that? Every class.
I mean, I don't have Facebook and I know that.
Right. Every class. So I'm like, hey, don't post outside links in your Facebook posts. What's the first thing I see people do? Hey, go check out this house located on 123 Main Street. Boom. Here's a link to it.
And
you're like –
and there's obviously a reason why you tell them this, right?
Facebook wants to keep people within their system. If you open up – and I know you don't know this because you don't have Facebook. But if you open up a link, it's going to open in a Facebook browser. Because Facebook wants to keep you contained. So if it's telling you that hey, I'm keeping you within an inside browser, what's that also telling you? It's like being kidnapped, okay? Yes, you can still sit with me, but you're going to sit up front in the cage. You know, I mean, no, you're not getting out of the car. You could sit here, but it's going to be in a cage because I don't want you to leave. That's Facebook literally telling you, hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to give you a browser so it's really easy for you to get back to us. Because once you go down that hole, we don't know where you're going to end up. And we need you to end up here so our advertisers continue to pay us for you being here. So if you do have an outside link, do what most smart people do and share it from the Facebook page, your business page, and pay to boost that. Because Facebook will gladly – you pay them the ransom. They'll let people out. You know, they'll let people see things. And so if you do it that way, then you'll start getting – what it is you need. But honestly, people are 16 times more likely to buy from your personal page than they are from your business page.
And why is that, Alex?
Because people like to buy from people they like.
From people.
From people, yeah. Right. You know, the brand and everything is just verification of who you are. You know, it's just saying, hey, I'm an actual person. I'm an actual brand. Here's my 5 fake star ratings, you know, or whatever it may be. And guys and girls, if you're listening and if you're looking at businesses and you're like, oh, my God, they've got 10 5-star ratings. Guess what? That means they had 10 friends that committed to posting on their wall and giving them 5 stars. You know, look for established, look for good businesses to do business with. And that's not saying that new businesses that come out or something like that aren't doing good business. But look for something that's real. And most of all, if you're going to take time out of your day to learn from a Facebook coach, quote unquote coach, or pay even worse. Dude, I heard of some lady the other day. She was paying $280 a month for somebody to manage her Facebook. And I'm like, that's a lot of money. What are they doing? And she told me what they were doing. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm getting two stories tied up. She was paying $70 a month. She told me what they were doing, how often they were posting. I said, let me ask you this. That equals out to be like $7, you know, per day for as much work as they're doing. Or no, it was less than that. It was 70 cents. It was stupid. It was a low amount. I said, do you honestly think that there's somebody there managing your Facebook account for that little bit of money per day? She stopped and thought about it and she's like, no, I guess not. I'm like, so you're paying this place $70 to do something you can do in 7 minutes per day. Anybody that says they don't have time, they're full of shit. You know, it's just not a priority. And if growing your business through Facebook or social media platforms isn't a priority, then you have to find a new avenue.
But going back to the beginning of the podcast, that's the new newspaper.
Right. YouTube is what? YouTube's cable television right now. YouTube is your TV programming.
Okay.
Facebook's your newspaper and kind of your diary and things like that. You know, Instagram, I don't know. Instagram's like Polaroid pictures almost. There's instant gratification of things people take pictures of. And it's like having a photo album in front of you nonstop. You know, so you have all these platforms. Monster.com, which used to be a huge resource, I'm sure still is. I think LinkedIn is probably doing just as much for people in their careers as Monster.com and everywhere else is. I could be wrong. I don't know. I get like 7,000 solicitations a day for people wanting me to come work for them. And I'm like, I don't want to work for you. I just don't. I'm happy where I'm at. Let me be, you know. But I get it. It's a platform. It's a way for people to get to people and to get to people in the masses. So anyways, just a thought I had on the top of my head, you know, is one of those things when we talk about social media and we talk about people that are coaching and who we're learning from and things like that, let's take great caution in that. I mean, why would you want to spend 2 hours sitting in front of somebody that had no idea what they were talking about? Jeff, you could probably teach my social media class because you've seen me teach it so many times, right?
Right.
So imagine if I sat you in front. I should do this as a prank one day. I should just invite 5 people in that I plan on wasting half their day and be like, Jeff's going to teach you guys. And Jeff doesn't even know what the login screen of Facebook looks like. You know, that would be an awesome prank if that's what I felt like doing to waste people's time. But I don't. The fact of the matter is you really do have coaches out there, quote unquote coaches, that are doing this. You know, you have people out there, they're 1 and 2 unit producers that are teaching loan officers how to produce more. How do you do that?
That baffles me.
Can you get like one or two more deals in? You're like, hey, man, you know, I'm a one or two unit producer and I'm going to teach you how to do more. And I'm going to do that by giving you the deals that I would normally get, the extra one or two, you know. So now instead of 10, you're closing 12. I mean, how does that work?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So be cautious. Be out there. Be safe. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. Don't forget, we have the 22 shirts going. So now that I can actually release the company that we're working with, it's 22kill.com. They actually do quite a bit for veterans. We are not affiliated directly with them or anything like that. We are simply a supporter of their programs that they have and a supporter of their foundation. I'll tell you one thing. You know, I met these people in person out at the boot and shoot. I was fortunate to be out there. Super, super good people. What they do for veteran is it's just out of this world. Some of the programs they have available, Camp Valhalla, they have some workshops that they have in place for veterans. One of the biggest things that kind of hits is the White Star Families, where they deal with helping people and counsel people that have lost somebody due to suicide. We hope that putting together something and helping out with 22kill.com, that maybe we can prevent some of that from happening. So the numbers went from 22 down to 19, and we hope to take that number down even further. We can only do this through hard work. I hope that those of you that are listening take the time to pre-order one of the shirts that I have that support the 22kill Foundation. If not, do what you can. I understand money's not there for everyone, especially if you're paying for a bad Facebook coach. But if you can get out there and at least like, tag, or share that was somebody, please do. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. I hope you have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, guys. Thanks again for tuning in to the AJ Nashville podcast. Let me take a second to thank our sponsors, the people that make it possible for me to be in your ears on a week-to-week basis. Thanks again for tuning in. House on the Rock Home Inspection with Dave Ganatra. You can feel free to reach his team at 615-717-7900. Let me tell you, when it comes to protecting your greatest asset that you ever purchase, Dave's got you covered. Builders fear this man. Feel free to reach out to his team. Once again, 615-717-7900.